Ah, it's another gorgeous weekend in wine country. Why don't you stick around this next hour and hear from those who contribute to our fantastic lifestyle here. Let's go on the wine road.
When you walk into a winery and you say, oh, also I'm a Harvest Card member, and you take out your Harvest Card, it is an elevated experience in and of itself. You know, you get that wine club membership experience without actually having to be a wine club member.
I personally love Bubbles every day. That's my go-to. Every once in a while, when I want to change a pace, then I'll, you know, hit the still wines.
Coming up on today's show, you'll hear about the Harvest Card. As a member, you'll save in tasting rooms, restaurants, and hotels, and more, as well as receive invitations to events. You'll even have a chance to help out a good cause. And who doesn't like to do that? Founder Landon McPherson is coming up. Later in the hour, I'll revisit my interview with Sharon Cohn of Breathless Sparkling Wine. In just a few years in Sonoma County, they've built up quite a reputation and have garnered a number of awards. Yeah, it's good to have a talented winemaker on your team. Sharon, one of the sisters behind Breathless, will join me. I'm Jeff Davis. Thanks for tuning in. I couldn't do this show without my supportive sponsors. Sonoma Clean Power, sourcing cleaner electricity and delivering programs that fit your lifestyle. Sonoma Clean Power, innovation grown locally. By Smothers European Volvo Cars and Mercedes-Benz of Santa Rosa, family-owned businesses since 1982 on the Corby Auto Row. And by On Fire Fireplaces and Outdoor Kitchen Showroom, a specialty store that focuses on beautiful fireplaces and outdoor living spaces for homes, businesses, even wineries. They're on Cleveland Avenue here in Santa Rosa. A few weeks ago, I was asked to interview Landon McPherson, who created Harvest Card, one that offers discounts and experiences for members in Sonoma County. Now, initially, I was skeptical because, well, during my years in radio, I've seen a number of these kinds of cards or VIP memberships, and none of them seemed to last. However, I learned Landon has some cachet around town, he has some solid relationships, and was awarded the respectable 40 Under 40 Award by the North Bay Business Journal. It seemed to me he was worthy of appearing on my show. I heard about Landon back in October when I was at the Harvest Fair Awards while interviewing winemaker Alex of Bowman Cellars, who has a tasting room in Grayton. So I thought that would be a great location to meet up with Landon. And as I suspected would be the case, Katie Bowman was happy to serve me a glass of their award-winning Pinot Noir and a charcuterie plate. Check them out. It's a fun tasting room. We'll start with Landon explaining the Harvest Card in a nutshell.
Harvest Card is an annual membership wherein our Harvest Card members get complimentary tastings for card member and a guest with all of our winery partners. The winery partners that are appointment only, a little bit more allocated and exclusive, you get an elevated tasting experience with those partners. And you also receive complimentary corkage with all of our restaurant partners, including all of the Starks restaurants, John Ash, Perch and Plow, Franchetti's on North Dutton in Santa Rosa. And, of course, the newly reopened Willie's Wine Bar.
That's a nice feature. I didn't see that, the complimentary corkage. And that's a great way to support the local wineries.
Exactly. And that's why, I mean, when I started this company, I sat down with Terry Stark and I said, was telling her what I was doing, what I wanted to do. And she goes, well, how can we help? And I said, well, I don't know. What are your thoughts? She goes, well, why don't we give free corkage? Restaurants should give free corkage. It doesn't really cost us anything. And it gives your clients, your Harvest Card members, the opportunity to bring wines that they just purchased at the wineries into the restaurant. They're excited about it. They want to share it with their friends and family. So that's the program with restaurants.
That's great. And you have an impressive list of partners, wineries, restaurants, and hotels.
Yeah, we're at about 12 restaurants, 35 wineries right now. And four hotel partners.
That's got to be the hardest part, is getting people to sign up for it. And cards such as these can fail if they don't have great support from partners.
You know, the winery partners and the hotel partners and the restaurant partners are what make this Harvest Card what it is. Because I can do as much marketing and PR and sell it as much as I want. But if they aren't as receptive to the program and its membership, it's not going to go anywhere. And fortunately for me, working with 35 wineries now in Sonoma County, it's been the best. And, you know, we're sitting here at Bowman Cellars, and they just opened up just over a year ago in February, and they've been incredible winery partners. They're constantly promoting. And I was talking with Katie Bowman just the other day about our relationship, our professional relationship. And I said, you guys get it. You understand. As much as you push and promote Harvest Card, it comes right back to you. And that's the, you know, it's a two-way street.
Yeah, my listeners may remember me talking with Alex Bowman at the Harvest Fair last year. He won some really nice awards for his Pinot. And
best of class for his Pinot. First year out for him to enter into the Harvest Fair, and he got best of class for his Pinot, and it's absolutely incredible.
And they're kind enough to pour me a glass today, and you have a rosé.
Exactly. They just released the 2018 rosé on tap, so I'm a huge fan.
Okay, you touched upon some of the savings with the card for the wineries and restaurants. What about the hotels and a little bit more about the wineries?
So the hotel partners, Harvest Card members, get a preferred rate. All you have to do is call the hotel or go to getharvestcard.com and find that hotel that you want to stay at and book through my website, and it'll automatically populate your discounted rate. And with all of the winery partners that are open to the public, Harvest Card members get complimentary tasting for card member and a guest, and 10% off bottle purchases, 3 bottles or more. Like I mentioned, the winery partners that are appointment only, Acorn, Campana Ranch, those types of wineries will elevate your experience to the next level. So for example, if you come in and you pay the $25 tasting fee, you'll be upgraded to the $50 experience.
Acorn is definitely one that you have to experience if you have not done so yet. And it is one of the most chill, no-frills kind of a tasting because it's in their home, basically. And yet the wines are just incredible.
Absolutely. They do. One of my favorite wines that they produce is called the Medley. And over 40 varietals, depending upon the vintage and what goes into it, over, you know, a lot of times over 40 varietals go into that bottle of wine. And it's whatever Bill is feeling that day. You know, if he wants to add a little bit of, Merlot and Cab Franc along with crazy obscure Italian varietals that are super Tuscan, the man is a genius. He's like a mad scientist in the cellar, and I love it. And Betsy is just an absolute riot. She's one of the funniest people. She doesn't, you know, she's very, what you see is what you get, and if you don't like it, spill it out because we have more. We have something else for you to taste.
Dolcetto and Sangiovese, Zinfandel, they got a great lineup over there. And it's nice that you are focusing on some of the smaller wineries as well, not just the biggies like Rodney Strong and Deloche, but you're helping out the smaller producers.
You know, the big production wineries, Deloche and Rodney Strong, they're phenomenal. They help me by giving, you know, some clout and, you know, having a big brand behind my small company. But one of the things that I hear on a regular basis is that Harvest Card is actually giving the smaller guys, the smaller producers, a chance and an opportunity to have a voice within a community. You know, Sonoma County has over 400 wineries, and I'm giving the smaller guys an opportunity and a chance to be spotlighted.
I've often said some of these boutique wineries make some incredible wine, and a lot of them are under the radar. For visitors especially, and even for locals, they may not even know about them.
Well, you know, we all fall into, especially as locals, if you go out to the wineries, and, you know, most people in Sonoma County are a member at one or two different wine clubs, and you fall into the same routine. Oh, well, it's a Saturday, beautiful Saturday afternoon, beautiful Sunday. You know, we have family, friends coming in from out of town. Let's go to the same three or four wineries. And I actually have Harvest Card members that have shown, a woman last week took the printed list of all of our Harvest Card winery partners out of her purse with check marks next to them. And she goes, this is what we do for our date. My husband and I go out every single weekend, and we go to one or two wineries, and we use this as our checklist to try something new. And that for me was kind of a cool experience in hearing that.
Tell me about the limitations, though. There must be some sort of, when it comes to the tastings, how many can they do per month or per year?
You know, I haven't had to broach that subject yet. I think for the most part, people are really respectful to the wineries. And instead of coming back into a winery, you know, week after week after week for your complimentary tasting. I haven't gotten that feedback from any of the wineries yet. I'm sure it will happen at some point, but for the most part, Harvest Card members are, I think, the best. They are, you know, qualified buyers. They're there for the experience. They want the wine. And as long as, you know, from the winery's perspective, as long as people are buying wine, we're going to keep serving you.
That's great to hear. So keep in mind, Harvest Card members, don't abuse the privileges, and you can continue to reap the benefits. We'll hear about some of the other experiences card members can enjoy. Whitewater rafting with winemakers? It could happen. That's coming up as we make our way on the Wine Road. Welcome back to On the Wine Road here on KSRO. I'm Jeff Davis in the hamlet of Grayton, California, at Bowman Cellars, talking with Landon McPherson, the founder and CEO of Harvest Card. We've been discussing the benefits card members get to enjoy, which led me to ask, how many members do you have at this point?
This generation of Harvest Card is at, I want to say, almost 2,000 Harvest Card members. And we've only been around for 2.5 years. And 2.5 years ago, when I started the company, I thought that I would be clever and make it go harvest to harvest. So each Harvest Card would expire on July 31 of that year as we in the wine industry are getting ready for harvest. The feedback that I've gotten was that it was a little confusing and people didn't quite understand that. So on June 2nd, we released our next version or next generation of Harvest Card, and we pushed that out to calendar year end. So the 2019-2020 Harvest Card that was just released will actually expire on 12/31/2020.
So they get a year and a half out of that one.
Exactly. So buy it soon, because then you get more time on it.
And each year you have to re-up.
Exactly. So it's an annual membership. And like we were talking about, your membership benefits include obviously the tastings and discounts with the winery partners, the free, complimentary corkage with the restaurant partners, preferred rates with the hotels and car service. But we also produce multiple events throughout the year with our winery partners and on our own. So our Harvest Card members are obviously invited to all of those events.
Right. I was going to touch upon that a little later, but since you brought it up, we're meeting before June 2nd. You have an event this weekend, so I can't ask you how it went. But it looks like quite an event. All your partners are participating, or it seems like all of them, as well as some who aren't even partners yet, are going to be there.
Exactly. We have over 30 winery partners, or winery partners and friends is what I'm calling them, because in this industry, we all know each other and we're all friendly with each other, to come together for the first annual Harvest Uncorked at the Santa Rosa Golf and Country Club. Fingers crossed, it'll be a huge success. We have amazing raffle prizes, and the event itself is benefiting Sonoma Family Meal, which is Heather Irwin, her nonprofit that has been serving fire victims since October 2017.
That's a great cause, and you know, I don't think people realize how many fire victims are still struggling. I mean, she's still serving a lot of people these days.
I'm on the board. I'm founding board member of Sonoma Family Meal, and each week we have 80-plus families that we serve chef-prepared meals to. And one thing that I've been asked multiple times, especially lately, well, aren't people over it? Aren't they fine? You know, houses are being built again. No. Absolutely not. People are still dealing with insurance, and dealing with insurance is a job and a half in and of itself. And to be able to take that stress away from a family and provide them with nourishing food is a huge relief just for them.
This Harvest Uncorked, it's going to be an annual event. And then you also mentioned to me a little bit earlier that you have some other fun things planned as well throughout the year.
Absolutely. So on June 2nd at Harvest Uncorked, we are announcing our August event. And the second weekend of August, we are going whitewater rafting for 2 days, 2 nights, 8 wineries. each night there is going to be a wine reception where the 48 participants get to taste wines from 8 different wineries in Sonoma County. And each day you'll be on a raft, on a different raft with someone from a different winery. And these are the winery owners and the winemakers. So you are with the person from the winery.
That's great.
It's going to be a really great experience. I'm excited about it.
And I understand you're giving away a big prize for those who can keep the wine in their glass while they're doing the river rafting.
No, you're not allowed to have wine on the river. So wine is served at night while the guides are preparing dinner. There will be a little wine reception and, you know, tasting experience on the river, in the woods. I'm excited about it.
And what river?
So we're doing the Middle Fork and South Fork of the American River just outside of Sacramento.
Okay.
So all of that information is available on getharvestcard.com after June 2nd.
Which this will air, so it should be there now.
It'll be there now. Yeah. It'll be there now in the future for us.
I was going to ask what inspired you to create the Harvest Card, but I noticed you were in the hospitality industry. So you kind of have a feel for what people are looking for and how best to serve them.
Yeah, you know, 2.5 years ago, well, 17 years ago, I was on the opening staff at Willie's Wine Bar with Mark and Terry Stark.
Okay.
I got my start in hospitality with Lori Darling from when she and her ex-husband had Cafe Lolo in downtown Santa Rosa, which was a great restaurant. It was the dining, you know, the restaurant in Sonoma County in Santa Rosa. And I was 15. I lied about my age, got a job, was bussing tables, worked for them for a few years, and then jumped over to Mark and Terry Stark when they opened Willie's Wine Bar. Hospitality is in my blood. And, you know, 2.5, 3 years ago, I was sitting out on my patio with one of my best friends and said, you know, I really want to do something to give not just tourists, but locals, the opportunity to have an inside or industry-like experience with the wineries. Because I know from personal experience, when friends and family come into town, they want to go wine tasting. So I would bring them, and the experience that they had with me was a little different than the experience that they have when they go on their own. So Harvest Card members, when you walk into a winery and you say, oh, also I'm a Harvest Card member, and you take out your Harvest Card, it is an elevated experience in and of itself. It's not the standing at the bar. You get seated. There's a couple extra pours. You know, there's always a bottle open under the bar or under the table. And, you know, you get that wine club membership experience without actually having to be a wine club member.
That's a good way to say it.
Yeah. You
know? Because we can't all afford to be members of wine clubs, you know, a dozen or more.
Exactly, let alone 35 and growing.
The initial success of this Harvest Card has helped you land on the North Bay Business Journal's 40 Under 40 list, highlighting the most influential business people under 40. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm excited about it. And I laughed because a lot of the remarks on social media post were, you're still under 40? So I'm like, yeah, I'm still under 40. Do I look that terrible? I'm like, I know I'm tired, but I was completely honored and by that experience. And when Brad Bollinger, the publisher of North Bay Business Journal, kind of pulled me aside at the reception and he said, you know, Landon, I have to tell you, there were a lot of people who nominated you. And he goes, the nomination process itself doesn't actually conclude with the amount of nominations one gets, but by the people who actually make the nominations. He goes, you've definitely had an impact or have made an impression on a lot of the who's who of Sonoma County for them to take time to make this nomination for you. He goes, or you paid them. And I said, no, that I didn't pay anyone. They did it on their own accord. And I was completely honored by that experience.
But since then, every one of them got a Harvest Card, I bet.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There was a bottle of wine that showed up, you know, out of thin air. Harvest Card showed up. And we, they still haven't disclosed the list to me of who made the nominations. But I've been able to surmise because I get text messages or emails from people going, hey, is it okay that I tell the North Bay Business Journal that I nominated you? And I said, yeah, that's fine. I'm like, okay.
You must be proud because I was glancing through the list earlier today, and there's some impressive people on there.
There are. I was humbled by the class that I was in for that experience. And we actually hosted out here at Bowman Cellars a reception for the 40 under 40 who won prior to the event, because otherwise we don't actually meet until the night of. So I thought, well, this is kind of silly. We should all have, break bread, have a glass of wine, and meet each other prior to the actual gala. So we did that and had a phenomenal time.
Great idea.
We're all in it. This is something that we all essentially graduated that class together and will always be a part of that class. So it's nice to make friends out of it as well.
I was just going to say, it seems to be beneficial to be your friend.
Well, it depends on the day.
Well, CEO, founder, Landon McPherson, thanks for sharing the news about the Harvest Card, and I'll give them the details on how to get their own in just a moment.
Perfect. Thank you so much for having me. And thanks for coming out to Bowman and having wine with us.
Yeah, I thought I'd come out and have a glass of wine midday,
It's a tough job. It's a really tough job.
That's right. If you only knew the sacrifices I make for this radio show. And then there are the benefits. The pleasant Landon McPherson, founder and CEO of Harvest Card. Find out more about the card at getharvestcard.com. Then you and friends can get elevated wine experiences with participating wineries, restaurants, hotel, car services, all of Harvest Card's partners. Getharvestcard.com. Thanks to Bowman Cellars and Grayton for hosting us during the interview. We appreciate it. Up next, who doesn't like bubbles? Sharon Cohn of Breathless is my next stop on the wine road. We're back on the wine road. I'm Jeff Davis, and now let's discuss sparkling wine, breathless wines. It's funny, now with social media so active, I get plenty of leads, and Breathless is one who started following me on Instagram not too long ago. My handle there, by the way, is JD Wine Road. And I've seen them around at various tastings, so I thought it was time to hear their story. They're located in Healdsburg, and I had the chance to meet with Sharon last Wednesday. She, along with her two sisters, who are just as lovely as Sharon, are behind the brand. Conveniently, they're located right next door to Rack and Riddle. There's reason for that, which we'll get to in a moment. Like their wine, the tasting room sparkles and has 1920s-era jazz club music playing, as you'll hear in the background. On their website, it says Sharon is the glitz, glamour, and panache behind the bubbles of Breathless.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but I probably am the one that runs the hardest and the fastest with the vision, with my sisters right by my side.
So I was guessing by that statement, which is on your website, by the way, that you're bubbly as well.
I try to be. And we enjoy bubbles. That's how the sisters celebrate everything, little to large things with our family and friends. It's really our go-to.
It's great that you get to work with your two sisters. And from what I read, your mother provided the inspiration for this project.
She absolutely did. With her loss, it was hard on all of us, and we really wanted to do something that inspired us and inspired us every day. She took no breath for granted, and that's how we want to live as well. She also, it's kind of a double-edged sword, she passed from a disease called Alpha-1, which is where you get emphysema, though you've never smoked a day in your life because you're missing one enzyme. And so we donate proceeds to the Alpha One Foundation, as well as provide wines to their annual conference.
I was going to mention this later, but since you're bringing it up, I did see that you have a philanthropic desire because you do support many other nonprofits as well.
We do. We're really about health and wellness, focusing on children and women causes too. So we can get behind all of that, and we're really fortunate to be able to.
I really like your artwork that you have on the label with the woman sitting on a cork being flung through the air from the opening bottle. And it's a great representation of the early 20th century advertising artwork. And I chuckled when I read that the image is a tribute to your mother. How so?
She's taking you know, no breath for granted. That's the bottom line there. It took us 2 years to figure out what to put on the bottle. And when we saw her, we just said, she's living the life that we all want to lead and going for it. And so she was just the perfect choice.
Is that how she was? Was she like an adventurer or just always looking for the next fun thing?
She really was an adventurer, probably in a more natural way. We camped and backpacked and were always outside. Hiking was her favorite pastime, as well as some tennis. So her going for it was always going for it out in nature.
I also found it interesting that not only you're working with your sisters, but they're right next door because they work at Rack and Riddle, which is where you make your sparkling wine. And Rebecca actually is the co-founder of the facility. And that's where you and many others make their sparkling wine.
It is. It's an amazing company that my sister and her partner found. It just filled that niche. And sparkling wine has become more and more important in the lineup for a winery, especially for celebrations or just to get things rolling. So their foresight has been brilliant. And our opportunity to be able to do this venture is because of Rack and Riddle.
When did they open?
It's been a little over 10 years now. And they started up in Hopland and now has moved to Healdsburg about 3 years ago.
And they have that large facility out in Alexander Valley as well.
Yes, they do. And that's where all the crush happens and all the barrels are. They separate the barrels as well and the sparkling wine. So here at Moore Lane is where all the sparkling wine occurs.
And that explains your close-knit tie with winemaker Penny Gad Koster, who's a well-respected winemaker, and she's making your wine, and she's the executive winemaker at Rack and Riddle as well.
So true, and we're so lucky to be her pet project because we get all the good stuff and the accolades that she's garnered since we began are off the charts. The first one being at the Harvest Fair, the Sweepstakes Award in 2013. We weren't even out. We hadn't been released yet. We had just decided on the label, as a matter of fact, and gingerly put a bottle out there with all the big boys and girls and came up with the Sweepstakes. So it was quite a celebration. Yeah.
And that was the same year she was announced as Winemaker of the Year by the North Bay Business Journal.
It's very true, yes. So she's been on a roll.
I met her during a Wine and Women event that I moderated, and she was kind enough to give me a tour of the big facility in Alexander Valley, Rack and Riddle. And I also interviewed Ashley Herzberg from Amista, who makes her wine, her sparkling wine there, and interviewed her there at Rack and Riddle during harvest a couple of years ago. And so, yes, it is a busy place.
It truly is. It truly is. And it's a gathering place because the best winemakers all around are coming through, and Penny's interacting with them and their wines, and it's very exciting. Always exciting.
I was going to ask when Breathless got into business, but you pretty much answered that. It was like 2013. Is that when you consider your first year?
Right, when we started releasing. But, of course, we were thinking about it and working on the wines before that. And you know, just thinking about getting out there. And finally we're able to in 2013.
So it was 2 years, you said, trying to find out what you were going to put on the label, too. So that was prior to that, huh?
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. And, you know, deciding what wines we were going to start out with and getting those together. And Penny was so instrumental in all that and taking our hands.
And you came along at the right time because, more so just recently, but sparkling wine has had such an emergence in popularity. You see all ages drinking sparkling now, not just for celebrations.
Absolutely. It's for every day. I personally love bubbles every day. That's my go-to. Every once in a while when I want to change a pace, then I'll, you know, hit the still wines.
That's funny. Your change of pace is the still wines.
Yes.
Whereas with most people, it's the other way around. How about bathing? Do you bathe in sparkling?
I can't say I have.
So as far as the family goes, you're the one who's hitting the streets and you're out there traveling far and wide and selling the brand, huh?
Pretty much for the most part. Although my sisters will get out there too. it's been really fun being a team, and so everybody steps up wherever they need to. Cynthia's really great with getting out there and interacting with the public. Rebecca's a little more shy, but she takes care of our wine club and provides the space for us to do everything we do, so we're so grateful for that. But she spends a lot of time on Breathless as well. Cynthia does a lot of the procurement and getting the wines together, the glass, the labels, you know, all of the behind-the-scenes things, as well as getting out there and working the tasting room, you know, doing tastings.
What a fun team to be part of. Sharon Cohn of Breathless Sparkling Wines. I'll have her pass along the list of fabulous sparkling that Penny makes for them as I continue on the wine road.
Sonoma Clean Power CEO Jeff Cyphers.
For 5 years, SCP has been inventing new ways to protect the climate with customer programs like Advanced Energy Rebuild and our incentives on electric vehicle chargers. Soon, we'll open our Advanced Energy Center where customers can try and buy discounted high-efficiency electric technologies for their homes. If you're an SCP customer and haven't yet picked a program to try out, I invite you to visit SonomaCleanPower.org today to learn more.
Sonoma Clean Power. Innovation grown locally.
You're listening to On the Wine Road here on KSRO. I'm Jeff Davis. A recent stop has me in Healdsburg visiting with Sharon Cohn, who, along with her two sisters, Rebecca and Cynthia Faust, run Breathless Sparkling Wines. Sharon, aside from other duties, works in the tasting room and in sales, so I thought she could easily run down the list of sparkling wines they have to offer.
Oh, put me on the spot.
Yes. There should be some already, so you should just be able to look off to the side there and see.
Oh, yes. So one of our newest wines and member-only wines is our Blanc de Blanc. Where everybody's really loving that one. We have our Brut, which is our best value, I would say. And I kind of call that the wild child because it has your Pinot and your Chard, but also a little Pinot Meunier. Penny loves to play with the grapes, and Pinot Meunier is one that she loves to pull in whenever she can, even in a dosage or to the wines. So that's the Brut, and then we have the Blanc de Noir, and we have a Brut Rosé. We have a sparkling Moscato, which is not sweet at all. It's very dry, very spicy, very different, and there's Penny playing with the grapes again, but becoming a favorite around here, so it's really fun. And then we have a Ratafia. In Champagne, the Champagne houses all have a Ratafia that they make differently, but ours is right now a Pinot Gris base with some brandy, and they've been using this since the 1300s to ratify treaties, marriages, or just mark the day.
It's funny that the name comes from the ratification of its use.
Exactly. Yeah, it's pretty simple. It's pretty straightforward.
That was very nice, too. I really enjoyed that. And I like a dessert wine or aperitif that is fortified, so it has the brandy in there along with the Pinot Gris. So it kind of tastes syrupy just when you first get it on your tongue, but then that goes away. And it's so smooth and elegant. It's really enjoyable.
Thank you. Well, Penny did it again. That's all I can say on that.
You know, on your website, you tout quite a bit the fact that you use the Champagne method of making wine, the Méthode Champenoise. But, like you mentioned, Penny uses Pinot Meunier in almost every wine that you make, the sparklings, except for the Blanc de Blanc, which is just Chardonnay. So not many sparkling wine houses use all three grapes, the Pinot Noir, Pinot Meunier, and the Chardonnay. So you're one of the few doing that.
It's true, and in Champagne, they use those three grapes pretty much a third, a third, and a third, so they use it much more over there, but they need it for the flavors. We don't. We're so fruit-forward over here, so we just use little bits where it works, but we love Champagne, so anything we can do to be a little bit more like them, yeah, we love to do, too.
Yeah, you're the only one that I know of that has the Ratafia.
It's great. I believe Jay does as well, and that would be because of Penny.
Now, dare I ask what your favorite is?
Oh, different day, different one. The Blanc de Noir is so beautiful with food. The flavors just really come out on that one. And I love the Brut Rosé out in the sunshine. The glass is just beautiful with the bubbles and the color.
So. I was telling you beforehand that I like sparkling wines that have color, the Blanc de Noir and sparkling Rosé. And I really enjoyed your North Coast Brut, too, because it's got some 58% Pinot Noir in it.
Yep, at least, yeah. And then that little Pinot Meunier in there kind of makes it really great.
Sharon of Breathless Wines. If you happen to have a significant other who doesn't appreciate sparkling wine as much as you might, last year Breathless introduced their Still Breathless brand, which is a still, not sparkling, Pinot Noir. They also have a Still Breathless Rosé of Pinot Noir. And there's the Ratafia, the brandy-fortified still aperitif, a silky smooth white wine. It is delightful. I'll continue at Breathless next on The Wine Road. This is On The Wine Road here on KSRO. I'm Jeff Davis, chatting with Sharon Cohn of Breathless Wines. Their tasting room is a sight to see. Like their wine, it sparkles. They also have separate tasting spaces outdoors. I'm sure you'll enjoy a visit.
We've really enjoyed it, and yes, people do love it. The guys love it because it's four shipping containers put together, so they are always outside examining how we did that.
I got to have the dudes looking for the real building aspect.
Exactly, but that's a lot of fun. And then we glitzed it all up inside, so it works.
Yeah, that's the word that was skipping my mind, glitz.
So, yeah, and very 1920s kind of vibe and music outside in the garden. We started the garden a couple years before we opened the tasting room, about a year and a half ago. So it's a little ahead, which is nice, and it's like a nice cocoon here in the summertime when it's all in bloom.
I love your music choice. Kind of a pink martini feel.
Exactly, yeah. I love jazz. I'm definitely a jazz, but we want to keep it in the 1920s genre as well.
Well, the busy wine tasting season is getting underway, so do you have any other fun plans coming up?
Well, our annual party in the fall is usually our best party. We do a 1920s cirque celebration. We have wild animals. We have circus acts, great circus food paired with great music and lots of good bubbles.
Any other things going on, like on weekends throughout the summer?
You know, we're working right now for some music and bubbles that we can stay up until 7, so we're thinking about a 4-7 weekly event coming up. We have Mother's Day event coming up. We are also partners with the Green Center, so we're doing some more concerts there, which is really fun. And then the Jazz Festival here in town as well, so June 9th we'll be having a free concert that's going to be a lot of fun as well.
Yeah, I don't know how many people realize at the Green Music Center, when you go there to watch a show, you can pay a little bit more and go earlier, and they often will have a winemaker on hand.
Exactly, and that's what we've been doing. It's been a fabulous partnership. Like I said, Diana Reeves, and I think we're starting to think about the summertime shows, which will be a lot of fun, too, so we can be out there. And our wines will be at the concessions, too, so that's always great exposure and fun.
Well, Sharon, I'm sorry I've discovered that you guys are normally closed today, so I appreciate you being here and following through on the interview since I was going to be up in Healdsburg today. So great meeting you, and I wish you continued success.
Appreciate that very much. Thank you so much for having us on.
Sharon Cohn, who along with her two sisters, Rebecca and Cynthia Faust, run Breathless Sparkling Wines with some major inspiration from their mother. Here's something fun they offer, Breakfast at Breathless, featuring sweet or savory French crepes from Brittany Crepes, and of course a glass of bubbles in their tasting room or garden. That's available on the last Sunday of every month through October, so jot that down on your calendar. Find out more at breathlesswines.com. And thanks to Sharon for her time. That brings today's travels to a close. You can find my past interviews at onthewineroad.com, as a podcast on your favorite platform as On the Wine Road Podcast, and more on Facebook. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at JD Wine Road. You're invited to join me again next Saturday as we venture out on the wine road. I'm Jeff Davis.